I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give.
Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John chapter 8, verses 21 through 29, and the Reverend Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John chapter 8. So he said to them again, I'm going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, will he kill himself, since he says, where I am going, you cannot come? He said to them, you are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I'm not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. So they said to him, who are you? Jesus said to them, just what I have been telling you from the beginning. I have much to say about you and much to judge. But he who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him. They did not understand that he had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said to them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's been quite a back and forth with the Pharisees, and this round has been going on for quite a while already, basically since the Feast of Tabernacles. And it's getting more threatening. Certainly as we head closer and closer towards Holy Week, we see that very well in John's Gospel as things begin to mount even more towards that climax of the cross. Worse still, Jesus is no more understood through at this point than he has been previously. I'm going away. The line of questioning continues. He said that back in chapter 7. I'm going away, and again he says it again here in our text today. But the line of questioning continues. I go away, and you will seek me and die in your sin. Where I'm going, you cannot come. This going away, Jesus is very clear, and they do get it, that is the Pharisees. They do respond by questioning, will he kill himself? They understand there's death involved in this going away. But they only get it half right. Jesus will die. He will go to the cross and ultimately go to the Father after his resurrection and ascension. But he will not die by his own hands. Jesus will die by the hands of the Jewish leaders and ultimately by the hands of the Romans. The Pharisees are not only glad to have Jesus go, they have no intent of personally following this Jesus. In fact, they would be glad to say, good riddance. They'll just keep looking for another Messiah since they've already determined this is not the one. They don't believe Jesus is he. I'm above. I'm from above. You are of this world. I'm not of this world, Jesus says. The Pharisees, known for their love of money and status, show very clearly the reality of one who lets sin run its course and doesn't want to turn from it. But how easily we can follow that same course. Being of the world is appealing to our nature. It has been since the fall. After all, Satan enticed Adam and Eve to think that sin was so much better than being in paradise with God. Since then, sin and death have run their course. Jesus again says, I told you that you would die in your sins, for you will die in your sins unless you believe that I am He. Not only have they been repeatedly pushing aside the prophet's fulfillment in Jesus, for example, we hear this early on in Epiphany, when Isaiah, through the Spirit, had written, Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The Pharisees, blind by their sin, blind to the one who is right in front of their face, their closed hearts, and by the end of this chapter, their closed ears they will plug as they want to throw stones at Jesus because he says, I and the Father are one. Who are you? That's really at the center of this text today. There's another gospel where that question, Jesus poses it outside. Who do people say I am? But here the Pharisees ask, who are you? And so he tells them. He says a few things prior, but this is the crux, pun intended. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing of mine own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. Dear friends in Christ, if you want to know who Jesus is, you cannot know who he is without the cross. That's where he's glorified. That's where he dies for your sin and mine, for all of humanity's sin. This is how Jesus says himself. This is how you know him. This is where he says, I am. On the cross, I am. That's how you'll know that I am, says Jesus. And it's nothing new. He's said this from the beginning. He actually says that. I've said this from the very beginning. I'm not saying anything new, Pharisees. He's revealed himself even before the Pharisees were born. In that burning bush, there was I am, revealing himself to Moses. Again and again throughout John's gospel, Jesus makes it known to us in word and action. From his first sign in Cana to the pinnacle sign on the cross. That's where you know, as Jesus says, I am. There, he's glorified. There, he dies for your sins. There, that's where the promise of the Father is fulfilled, sending his Son Jesus, who willingly goes to the cross for you and for me. This is where he conquers sin and death and hell for you and for me. And faith in Jesus brings just that. That wonderful reality of what he did on the cross, where forgiveness, life, and salvation come to you in Jesus. Faith in Christ brings that forgiveness and salvation and life, but unbelief, as that of the Pharisees, unbelief in Jesus results in remaining in your sin. It results tragically, ultimately, in death. That's the choice of the Pharisees. And those who refuse to believe in Jesus, sin and death. But like Nicodemus before them, the only way, the Pharisees, the only way for you and me to believe is if one is born from above. Born from above by the Spirit who works through water and the Word to bring new life to us. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing that wonderful good news that Jesus died and rose for you. Baptized into Christ through water and the Word, you are his own dear child. And so by faith, you hold on to that great news. You hold on to that wonderful promise. You hold on to that promise we heard back in John chapter 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him has eternal life. You cross from death to life when you believe in Christ. Baptized into his name, you have life. Well, we're in the second week of Lent. It's basically called Remember Week. Comes from the Latin. Comes from that first word in the introit, where Psalm 25 says this, "Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord." God does remember. God is one who remembers his covenant well. His steadfast love is abounding. His covenant promise of sending a Savior, Jesus, he did. He sent his one and only Son. We sang it in the hymn. We heard it in the scriptures. He sent his one and only Son to the cross to carry your sins and mine. The one who knew sin, knew no sin, became sin and was nailed ultimately to the tree of the cross for you and me. And that's how we know it is he. He's the one whom the Father sent. He faithfully goes to that cross, uncomplaining. He goes there for you and me. And he dies for you and for all. And faith clings to that great news. During this season of Lent, God grant that we hold dear what the evangelist is proclaiming to us. Proclaiming to us in the scriptures today that to know God is to truly know him as love and mercy and grace. That is to recognize Jesus there where he loves the sinner, where he is merciful toward sinners and gracious toward sinners. Therefore, to know Jesus as the I Am is to know him in the truth of the cross. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.